Are we both alive? Welcome, welcome. So, Hare Krishna, I want to... brief our guests from the Nordic areas, all our Viking brahmacharis. No, we should not say like this. We have been holding in this evening discussions about Krishna's qualities and more specifically those qualities which we can develop in our own spiritual life to a certain extent. Qualities which help us to become stable in our spiritual life, so that even when the storms of change come, you know, when the changes in our lives hold us erect and tall. So you are joining us for this last session where we will hear about Krishna's gratitude, and we will hear further how we can learn to be grateful ourselves. In the outset, I would like to make a point which is to be found in Prabhupada's books, where he says, gratitude is the condition of the heart which makes spiritual growth possible. If you want to progress, if you want to move on in your lives, if you want to advance, you need to have a certain condition in your heart that is the condition of gratitude. Yes? So we will now hear a little bit about this. Then we will have a theater on gratitude. It's more like a short theater. It's not an hour, so it's just short. And then we will see magic in these rooms unfold. We will have actually a well-known magician amongst us who will present a magical gratitude show. Most probably he will start to fly. and that will be extraordinary, hopefully. I think it is very interesting to note that Krishna is known for his gratitude towards his devotees. We often hear that we should be grateful, but this is a quality which, like all qualities, emanates from Krishna. So let us first understand I would almost say the quality of Krishna's gratefulness. Rupa Goswami describes to us what is gratitude. And he says, he who is mindful of services which have been rendered to him is grateful. Krishna remembers every little service which has been done to him, even services which you might have done in a past life. There's an example of how Krishna remembers the service of someone who helped him in another incarnation. This example is of Ramachandra. When Krishna was Ramachandra, he had one servant called Jambavan who was serving him at that time to move the army of the Vanaras over the Indian Ocean to Lanka. And Krishna never ever forgot Jambavan's service. When he appeared the next time as Krishna, he looked for Jambavan. Where is Jambavan? And he found him and again accepted his services, remembering what he had done in the past. But the most, let me say, heart-touching example of Krishna's gratitude is given by Rupa Goswami. He says how Krishna was grateful to the services which Draupadi had rendered him. You know, once Krishna went to Hastinapur to visit the Pandavas, he stayed for a long time, a few weeks, in the palace of the Pandavas. And Draupadi, the queen, would personally serve him every day. There were many, many, many millions of maidservants. But Draupadi would not allow any maidservant to do service for Krishna. She wanted personally to render all the services. So once, it was an afternoon, it was slowly becoming cooler, Draupadi brought Krishna a plate full of Sita phal fruits. Draupadi had brought Krishna many times fruits which were nicely cut and were in a very decorated way spread over the plate. But this day, this afternoon, which is important for the history of the world, this afternoon Draupadi had not cut the fruit, because Sitaphala fruits need to be, this will be interesting for devotees who do have orchards and fruits, Sitaphala fruits need to be cut and then immediately devoured. They should not stay, the Sitaphala fruits, cut for even 10 minutes. So Draupadi thought, because of the nature of these fruits, she gave Krishna a plate with Sitaphala fruits on one side and a fruit knife on the other. Then Krishna took the knife, and although he is Daksha, the most expert in anything and everything, when he took the Sitaphala fruit to cut it, he cut himself in the finger. And although the Lord has a body of Sachit Ananda Vigraha, there is no blood like we have. On that afternoon, which changed the history of the world, blood was coming out of his finger. When Draupadi saw this, she immediately reacted in a very devotional way. She took her princely sari or queenly sari and just took off something like a bandage and spontaneously offered it to Krishna, who immediately wrapped it around his finger. At that time, Krishna smiled a knowing smile. Looking at Draupadi, he said, "Draupadi, for this gift of a zari, I will repay you a millionfold." Has anyone of you a clue why Krishna smiled, and more so, what was in his mind? v inej. Yes. Reminds us there came a time when Draupadi was disrobed and Krishna saved her by supplying her millions of saris. So Krishna was so grateful that when Draupadi destroyed her sari, that was her marriage sari for some reason or another. She was dressed in her marriage sari. Maybe it was not the marriage sari, but the marriage sari. There's a red sari, I understand. Which is the marriage sari, but something she wore later. And when Krishna saw that she destroyed the sari, this was not a sari the way our modern Matajis have saris, which are of... you don't have a lot of gold in your sari, I suggest. I have not looked so closely. But this was a real expensive sari. She just destroyed it to give Krishna a bandage. So Krishna looked into the future. He knew that a time would come when Draupadi would be lost in a match of gambling, and he was so absolutely grateful for that gift of a sari that from all the different methods he could have chosen to save Draupadi from her aggressors, from her aggressor, he chose to just supply an endless amount of sari. Krishna could have just, for instance, expanded into a lion and jumped into the elephant stalls of Hastinapur. He could have caused a stampede and could have directed the elephants to come into the gambling hall and trample everyone to death who was not proper. But no, he supplied the sari. Or he could have arranged that a big stone from the roof of the architecture could have fallen right on the head of sinful Dushasan, but no. He remembered, I will be true to my word to repay Draupadi in Zari, and he had expanded into Zari material so that she could not be disrobed. Krishna was so grateful. And his gratitude was put to another, let me say, there was another opportunity for Krishna to express his gratitude. He always expresses his gratitude towards his devotees. He feels grateful for every little service which was rendered in the past. This is the mind of God. This goes on in the heart of the Lord. You should know that Krishna, Prabhupada expressed it once like this, that Krishna has a list in his heart which is composed of the names of those who chant his holy name because he is grateful for every holy name which you chant. In the Mahabharata, Krishna says, when I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words, Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Not so tired. Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
Yes, a little bit more urgency now, please. Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!
This call for me, Krishna remembers. I think Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told us about this in one of his lectures. This call for me, says Krishna, has put me in her debt, and that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart. I was thinking about this quotation a few years ago. I had a debt of, 70,000 euros to someone who had given this to one of our projects, and I had personally said, I will take care of every Europe in that euro in that amount. And I remember every day I felt that this debt was there and nothing was done. I remember we had made a contract that the devotees in that project would repay this amount because I'm poor, but the devotees were even poorer. So I remember every day I thought about this debt, that I have to take care of this. 1 year has gone, 2 years have gone, and nothing has been repaid. So finally, the debt became so weighty that I just said, even if I go begging on the streets of Germany with a little head, you know, before me, poor monk needs your support, you know, I will just have to do something about this. So Krishna says, when Draupadi chanted, "Hey Govinda!
Hey Govinda!"
it touched my heart, and I felt every day that my debt to her was increasing. Prabhupada, he speaks about this, and I think it is so encouraging. He says, the Maha Mantra is simply an address to the Lord and His energy. So to anyone who is constantly engaged in addressing the Lord and His energy, we can imagine how much the Supreme Lord feels obliged. It is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee. It is clearly stated in this verse that anyone who addresses the Lord immediately attracts the attraction of the Lord, who always remains obliged to that person. You are in Krishna's list, Bhavesh. He has that because you have chanted and very nicely, and your name is there. And Krishna will never ever be able to forget that. Even if many births lie before you, which I don't think, but even if, Krishna would always have that name in his heart, and he would feel, I have to repay this Bhavish. He has also chanted, Hey Govinda, or Hare Krishna, and so on. Now, I would like to come to a point which is more important for you, maybe, that is your own gratitude, your own feeling of gratefulness. I want to repeat Prabhupada's statement, gratitude is the condition of the heart which makes spiritual growth possible. You know, gratitude widens our heart. Whereas, you know, when you have nothing to be grateful for, your heart can close. I believe that every day when you take your shower, you should also take a shower in gratitude. Your life will become meaningful when you have gratefulness in your heart. It is important. For what could a devotee be grateful? Any ideas which you have? Krishna Kirtan. Prasadam. Makalal.
The fact that every day that goes by you're able to remember
him. The fact that every day goes by you are able to remember Krishna. Yes, oh, there are many things now. Yes, Prabhu.
Srila Prabhupada.
We could be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who has undergone hardship to bring Krishna consciousness to us. No? Yes, Mataji? The devotees we can be grateful for. Mm-hmm. Kavi Chandra Prabhu. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Vedic scriptures.
The fact that we live.
The fact that we live. that we are alive. Yes, I wake up like this, and I sing sometimes. It's so good to be alive. Vishma Bhaji.
That the
bodily machine is working well. Vishwamaya has given a very interesting perspective. Yes, this bodily machine is called in Sanskrit by our scriptures the sadhan sharira, a vehicle to do sadhan or spiritual practice. Yes.
We should be grateful that Krishna Shah caused us mercy on us. We can serve his devotees in him.
We can be grateful that Krishna showered his causeless mercy upon us so that we can serve the devotees. Our devotees from Estonia.
For
chanting his name, for knowing of his names. Very, yeah.
For
Harinam Sankirtan. Yes. Yes.
For so many festivals.
For so many festivals. Another is coming. Bhagavati.
For everything that he does in our life to make us come to Krishna consciousness.
For everything he does in our life which makes us Krishna conscious. I think Bhagavati hits us at a very important thing. Sometimes Krishna uses his stick in our life. Oops. Also, his stick is sweet. His chastisement, it is for our ultimate benefit. I couldn't.
For the deities,
his presence in our life on the altar, his deities. Yeah. Yes.
For
Vrindavan, the holy dham, Shyamananda.
For not kicking me out of ISKCON, even though I should have been.
for not kicking me out of ISKCON, although I should have been. Oh, yes. If you think deeply and not shallowly, if that is an English word, shallowly is not yet there in the vocabulary. It can be there. If you say think deeply and not shallowly. There are many things you could be grateful to. And the moment you connect with that feeling, spiritual growth takes place. Do you know what is a criterion for a person's greatness or smallness? It's gratitude. In Mahabharata, Queen Kunti says that a person's greatness can be measured by the amount of his gratefulness. A person who is great if he is greatly grateful. A person is small if he is just ungrateful and selfish. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the gratitude which a devotee can feel for Krishna is really unlimitedly. He says, even if a devotee serves Krishna for 1,000 universal creations, 1,000 universal creations, he cannot repay the debt he feels to Krishna for having received the opportunity to serve his lotus feet. It's such a great opportunity, my dear devotees, that we have somehow received this ability, this human form of life, and all the chances which go with it, that we can just stop sometimes in our tracks, and we could do that little exercise which you did. Ask yourself a question, for which are you grateful? And if you start your day with a grateful feeling in your heart, you will see how wonderful things come to you. If you start your day and the heart is like a desert and you have nothing to be grateful for, you will see how not wonderful things come to you. Try it. These things which we have, these qualities which we have now enumerated, work magic in the life of someone who acts according to them, even if he does not really feel like that in the beginning. These qualities, like humility, have a magic power in them. Even a person who only tries to enter them will attract magic in his life. Having said this, I would request now our talented actor for the evening to come and set up. It's our chance now to encourage our Syamananda Prabhu. We can be really grateful for three consecutive evenings now. He has let us see the best of Hollywood acting. And we can greet Syamananda Prabhu lovingly with a roaring. I will take my seat amongst you to see better, and then very soon we will invite our magician here. He will most probably come flying into the room. Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much for your wonderful presentation on gratitude. We are certainly grateful to you. I really like this theme. Gratitude is the condition of the heart which allows spiritual growth to take place. And we could see how everything was just had just become mechanic in this devotee's life. He was even doubting the process of Krishna consciousness. Why these rituals? Why these people even? He was doubting in the association of devotees. But then, when the spark of gratitude came into his heart and spread from there, then spiritual growth was possible. I very much appreciate this point, and I really would recommend you to become pupils or students in the school of gratitude. But every day in the temple in Radha Gopinath's, before Radha Gopinath's altar, devotees sing every day before the deities, and I think it's a very, very nice practice to express gratitude. And I think the deities will be very, very grateful to these devotees and empower them unlimitedly. You can hear the song of gratitude going on right now. Can you hear? Hare, hare. Fine. I will now say something which is important. When you are expressing gratitude, you should know that there are a few steps which you can apply. You should first of all ask yourself the question, to whom am I grateful? Then you can say, what am I grateful for? You know, name that one thing you are grateful for. And finally, you can let the people know why you're grateful for, why you are grateful to them. How did it help you? For instance, if I want to express my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada in a complete way, I would say, Srila Prabhupada, I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you because you gave me a new life. My life before I met you and my life after I met you are two different lives. One was a life in darkness, and the other is a life in light. So then the next thing is, you could say, I would express, Prabhupada, I'm grateful to you because giving me a new life has risen me from the dead, and I have now so many opportunities in my life that I'm just unlimitedly grateful. This gratitude I'm trying to show you through my different activities like that. So I would like to now invite our magicians to come on the stage because they will do something on gratitude, which I'm personally very much looking forward. It's Ganesha Priya. We are ending here our little seminar on... Oops, this is a very, very abrupt ending. On the qualities of Krishna and on the qualities of Krishna which we can also develop. And our last quality which we were hearing about today was... Krishna is grateful. Krishna is grateful for any little services which are rendered to him. And Rupa Goswami describes to us that he is grateful for every holy name which is chanted. He quotes this verse from Mahabharata that Krishna remembers every day when Draupadi chanted his names, Hey Govinda, and this depth is increasing in his heart. Today I would like to express my gratitude again and again to Srila Prabhupada. And I'm remembering something which has always moved me very much, which I would like to share with you, something which I feel we can really be grateful for. Prabhupada had said that going for him to the West was something which he undertook in his mature old age, at a time where everyone thinks of retiring to spend the last years in Vrindavan and from there go back to Godhead. At that same time when Prabhupada was in that age, he went to the West to share with us Krishna consciousness. So before he went, he actually went to Sridhar Mayapur, and to be very specific, to two important places. One was the samadhi of his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he prayed for empowerment. And the second place was the place where the Sankirtan movement or the spread of the Sankirtan movement was conceived. It's in Advaita Bhavan, a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and also Advaita Charya would meet and discuss there and plan the spread of the Sankirtan movement. So it is from this place, Advaita Bhavan in Sridhar Mayapur, where not so long ago, one very confidential detail about Prabhupada was revealed to us by a pujari of that Advaita Bhavan. This is the story the pujari told to one devotee. This pujari only knows Bengali, and he needed a dolmetscher to tell his story. He said that when he was very young, he could see on weekends a very special devotee who was dressed in a grihastha cloth, you know, white color, coming every month and sitting in the back of Advaita Bhavan, at the place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Advaita Chari would talk to each other. He saw him sitting there and chanting on his japa the whole day. And he would cry, this grihastha would cry. Then a time came where he didn't see that grihastha any longer. Years later, the devotee had made so much impression in his heart that he just couldn't forget him. So he kept on remembering, where is this person? And who is this person who always sits at the same spot and chants with tears in his eyes? Who is he? So then a little later, not a little later, years later, he saw a sannyasi dressed in saffron garb coming to that same spot where that grihastha used to sit and chant in the same way which the grihastha had chanted, with tears of his eye in his eyes. He came in the morning, and he then, when it became evening time, he rose and wanted to leave. So this pujari, who had by now become old, stopped that sannyasi and said, who are you? The devotee said, very unfortunate beggar, very unfortunate disciple of His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Oh. And then the pujari said, may I ask you, were you coming earlier when you were a grihastha? Oh yes, said that devotee, I was coming from Calcutta, and whenever I could come, I would sit and chant here. Oh yeah, said the pujari, I remember you. And now you have taken sannyas? Yes. And you have come here? Yes. The sannyasi said, it may be the last time where you see me, because I'm going to leave India on a mission impossible. I'm going to the West. Oh no, don't go there, said the pujari, it's dangerous. I'm going to the West on the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to try to spread the holy name in the Western world. The pujari said he just tried to convince that sannyasi to not go, but he was determined. And this pujari thought, he's determined to commit suicide. What will he eat? They are all non-vegetarians. So then, later the pujari related that he saw white devotees flocking Advaita Bhavan. They came in big numbers. And he was curious to know, by whose preaching have you come? And he asked one devotee, Guru Maharaj, huh? Naam? And the devotee did not really know how to communicate in Bengali. He just got a magazine out. He opened the front page and there was a picture of Srila Prabhupada, this pujari saw, my God, that's the same person who in his grihastha ashram came here to pray. That's the same person who came as a sannyasi with a mission impossible to go to the West and preach Krishna consciousness there. Oh, Abib. And he related this. So I think on this day, the day where we have asked ourselves the question, how can we also enter the feeling of gratitude to come out of our sometimes mechanic application of Krishna consciousness, we should know the address of our exalted Srila Prabhupada. To him we can be grateful because he spent a lifetime in preparation, and then when he was ready to go, he went to the place where the Sankirtan movement was planned, the backyard of Advaita Bhavan, where the three greatest personalities, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, chanted, and he where they planned the movement, huh? And he became empowered by them to carry the holy name to us, so that we can now chant and dance. And I have seen you. I'm here, sitting here and seeing you, and this is very, very. I have to close my eyes to not become diverted from the holy name when I see you dancing so jubilantly. I sometimes almost fall from the chair when my eyes open and I see you. Try to concentrate. Let us be grateful to Prabhupada for giving us the holy name. And please take one little tip with you home. When tip means a little advice. When you chant, try to bring the mind to the holy name so that the holy name and the mind mix, that your mind becomes pervaded and permeated it becomes effulgent by the light of the holy name. It stops to be a materially informed mind. And the way I would like to give you this little tip is very easy is when you chant, it may be difficult because we are young and diverted sometimes and distracted to be with the holy name, the whole mantra, but try to always bring the mind to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now, Hare, bring the mind to the first Hare. And if you do this for one round, two rounds, what happens is the mind stays the whole time with the mantra, and then you can chant in a truly enlightened and truly where you chant with taste and where it's not just a mechanic repetition of the syllables. So I'm grateful for these evenings which I will remember. Now I want to ask now our chief Prabhu and the other MC, the talented Amy, to give us the orientation for tomorrow, and then we will send you to rest. Hare Krishna. So good night, everybody. Sleep well. I know no one of us wants to go to bed, but maybe we have to do this for tomorrow. Hare Krishna.